This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a live show. We're back from summer vacation, and we got lots to talk about. A lot of backlog of information coming into my inbox. And we'll share some of those stories with you. Some important stories this week. Deaths prompt alert about vaping risks. Researchers say that a mysterious vaping illness may have affected 450 people across the U.S. Also in the news this week, a teenage boy goes blind after subsisting on Pringles, white bread, and French fries. We'll examine why. 877-726-8255. And a big study suggests that it's not so much a matter of low fat or low carb. It's just important to eat a healthy diet to reduce heart disease risk. We'll look at that study and all of the faulty reasoning therein in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. And a new feature of our call-in number is that even if you call at a time when our show isn't broadcast live, it's live from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays, 24/7, you can leave a message, and your recorded question will be grist for the mill for a future broadcast. 877-726-8255 today during the show or 24/7. And we already have a call. Steve from Ohio, welcome. How you doing?
Yeah, hello, doctor. I have a question about osteoporosis drugs. Does Prolia reduce bone loss differently than Fosamax? A friend has a T-score of negative 2.7, and she was on Fosamax for 5 years, and now her doctor is recommending Prolia. So would she show improvement on Prolia?
So the fundamental question is, does a person who has an osteoporosis score, a T-score on a DEXA of minus 2.7, really need to be on drugs in the first place? And from my standpoint, I don't reflexly put patients with mild osteoporosis on powerful medications. She was on, what was the first medication she was on? Fosamax?
Fosamax for five years.
So the problem with Fosamax is that while it will produce gains in bone density and reduce the fracture risk, the longer you use it, the more diminishing returns. And in fact, you can create bone fragility by using it for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. And that's unfortunately been the case for a lot of women who've just been relegated to this type of medication, the so-called bisphosphonates, for many, many years. So the new think is, okay, put them on those medications for a while, then stop, and then go on a different type of medication that whose biological action is slightly different. So it's not like more of the same. It's approaching osteoporosis in a slightly different way with Prolia. Now, Prolia is a powerful medication, and I reserve its use for women with a very, very severe osteoporosis that doesn't respond to some of the nutritional interventions that I find helpful 90% of the time. So to answer your question, Yeah, Prolia is going to work in a different way. But the question for me is, does she really need Prolia? If she has, at the end of using Fosamax for 5 years, mild bone loss, maybe mild osteoporosis, so she should have seen some bone improvement. She should be in the osteopenic range. Why jump the gun and go on a powerful and expensive medication when you can use things like vitamin D and vitamin K2? And most importantly, strontium, which really enhances bone density, does so safely, in my opinion, and works really well. So, you know, this is the kind of person who, you know, may need a second opinion from a nutritionally oriented physician like myself to see if there are alternative strategies to going on the Prolia. That would be my approach. Okay.
Well, she did not show any improvement on the Fosamax.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, because Fosamax generally improves bone density, so maybe there's something else going on that's impairing her ability to form bone. Maybe she wasn't getting some of the cofactors for bone development, just using a medication without some of the crucial nutrients that help bone to grow. Or maybe she has some underlying health problem. Maybe she's gluten intolerant and she's malabsorbing. Maybe she's on an acid-blocking medication that prevents the absorption of critical nutrients. That would be something that we'd go into with a an analysis. You know, like we ask the question, why did you end up osteoporosis? So there's some genetic tests that can be performed to see if you're utilizing vitamin D properly. Some people have problems with their vitamin D receptors that cause them to require higher doses of vitamin D to build bone. So, you know, it's a little beyond the scope of this quick consult to figure out why she didn't respond to this medication. She should have. So something else is probably going on. All right. This item, and it has to do with a series of mysterious deaths that are associated with vaping. And vaping has taken the nation by storm. Its use is both illicit by folks who want to imbibe tobacco without actually, or nicotine without actually smoking. We see it a lot in high school students who have trouble getting their hands on cigarettes, but they do get their hands on vaping devices and cartridges filled with nicotine. In some cases, people are vaping marijuana. People are vaping THC and CBD. And these compounds generally are well tolerated when taken orally. Nicotine gum, for example, while it's addictive, helps people get off cigarettes. And CBD can be taken orally and produces generally good results. But the question is, do the lungs tolerate the vaping vehicles? It's probably not the nicotine. It's probably not the CBD. It's probably the stuff that they mix it into, the flavorizers, the vehicles. There have been 5 reported deaths from severe lung injury associated with the use of nicotine or cannabis vaporizers. And there's an investigation ongoing at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They said in a news release, this is pretty draconian, while the investigation's going on, people should consider not using e-cigarette products. And that's, wow, that's a big, big step, because they don't know what's causing it. There's a report out of the New York State Health Department that associates this lung problem with the presence of vitamin E in some of these vaping products. Now, vitamin E, perfectly fine to take orally, but when you heat it to very high temperatures and aerosolize it and vape it and take it deep into the lungs, potentially it could be a vitamin E. It could be a an irritant. It's vitamin E acetate that was found in some samples of vaping products linked to several cases. It's a focus of the investigation, but by no means is it conclusive. So there are, get this, 35.9 million marijuana vape pens and cartridges sold in the United States as of last year. Their spokesman for Juul Labs, they make about 70% of e-cigarettes said the startup has been closely monitoring the situation. They want to work together with the CDC, the FDA, and other public health authorities to get to the bottom of the issue. Their products, their vaping products, don't include vitamin E or any compound derived from cannabis. But it's a concern because anytime you smoke stuff, whether it's cigarettes or whether it's marijuana or whether it's via vaping, you're going to take these ultra-hot chemical vapors into your lungs, and we may be just seeing the beginning of a trend, the tip of a very big iceberg of severe lung injury, even causing death. 450 vaping cases in 33 states, and the number of reports has more than doubled since the agency updated its investigation last week. So a moratorium on vaping. You know, parents, this is worrisome because a very high percentage, high double digits of high school students are now vaping. It's easy to conceal. They can do it surreptitiously, even in a classroom. I saw a kid the other day with sky-high blood pressure who was literally vaping during the time I was checking his blood pressure. He is hooked on the vaping products that he's been using now for years. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Keep those calls coming this hour and next here on the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestion and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number for calls, questions. And eating a diet of French fries, Pringles, and white bread was enough to make a teenage boy lose his sight. We're going to talk about that case in just a moment. But first, this. There's a study out that suggests that healthy foods in general are more important than the type of diet you follow, whether low fat or low carb, when it comes to reducing heart disease risk. That's how it's reported in Science Daily. Researchers compared three popular diets and found that all three reduce heart problems. And so let's do a deep dive on that study. The researchers suggest that you should stop agonizing over your macronutrient ratios. Don't worry whether it's low fat or low carb. There are many roads to cardiovascular salvation. If you think you can avert America's leading cause of death by obsessively juggling carbs, fats, and proteins. You're simply deluding yourself. It's the so-called OmniHeart trial, and it kind of supports dietary nihilism. Nihilism means it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what you do, but you got to avoid junk, is what they're saying. So here's what the study did. They put folks, a relatively small number of participants, 150 participants were studied over a very short time, 2 years, and they were put on one of three diets. Well, the first diet was the DASH diet. The DASH diet is the diet that is recommended for people with hypertension. It is a virtually no-fat, very low-sodium diet that consists of lots of bread and low-fat dairy. Fruits and vegetables are permitted galore, breakfast cereals. In fact, in this study, all three diets, the DASH diet, the so-called Mediterranean diet, and the, quote, low-carb diet, contained lots of carbohydrates. Breads, both white and wheat, rolls, contributed 44 to 55% of total grains. Then there was pasta, rice, and hot breakfast cereals, and ready-to-eat cereals, and tropical fruits such as bananas, and temperate climate fruits such as dried apricots, pears, apples, and peaches. They were common in all three diets. So the DASH diet was actually 58% carbs, just 15% protein, 27% fat, but all from unsaturated sources, because they don't want you to eat the skin on chicken, they don't want you to have regular fat dairy, and they don't want you to have any red meat. Then there was the so-called Mediterranean diet, but it's unlike any Mediterranean diet that is used traditionally. It was 48% carbs, a little more protein there, 25% protein, but still fairly low protein, 27% fat. That is not exactly a high-fat diet. Most Mediterranean diets have a lot of fat from olive oil, from fish, from lamb, and nuts. And so is this really representative of the Mediterranean diet? Then there was a so-called low-carb diet. It's unlike any low-carb diet that I've ever seen because it's 48% carbs. They're a little more fat, 37% fat, but they only allowed fat from polyunsaturated sources. So what are they doing here? They're really a stack in the deck in favor of the proposition that it doesn't matter. They didn't really try out any kind of plausible low-carb diet that people are now using successfully, the keto diet or paleo diet, or diets that have been used successfully to treat obesity, diabetes, high triglycerides, you know, and so on. What I think here is that they're treating Americans like unruly children who can't be coaxed into adopting too strict a diet. And so they've come to the conclusion that diet doesn't really matter, just avoid junk. But they didn't really test the hypothesis that a true low-carb diet could help dramatically when it comes to cardiovascular risk. So read this study, follow its recommendations at your peril. I'll write more about it in our newsletter this week. Check it out at drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And very celebrated case this week, written up in a medical journal. Scientists from the University of Bristol examined the case of a young patient whose extremely picky eating led to blindness and have warned of the dangers of a poor diet. Headline, teenage boy goes blind after existing on Pringles, white bread, and French fries. Eating a diet of French fries, Pringles, and white bread was enough to make one teenage boy lose his sight, according to a case study published in a medical journal. He first visited a doctor at age 14, complaining of tiredness, according to a case report published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. So, you nutrition aficionados out there, as I read this article, try to think of what might have caused this kid's symptoms. What was he missing by subsisting on Pringles, potato chips, white bread, and French fries? Well, doctors discovered low B vitamin B12 levels and anemia. Okay, well, that's what happens when you're on a exclusively vegetarian diet. Well, this diet qualifies as vegetarian. It's junk food vegetarian, but there's no animal protein, so you're not getting any sources of B12. So they treated the patient with vitamin B12 injections, and they offered dietary advice, but that wasn't enough. 1 year later, there were signs of hearing loss and persistent vision symptoms, but the doctors couldn't find the cause. His vision had worsened to the point of blindness by 17 years of age. The doctors reconfirmed vitamin B12 deficiency, low copper and selenium levels, a high zinc level, reduced vitamin D level, and reduced bone density. But by this stage, vision damage was permanent. They go on to describe the case. Nutritional optic neuropathy, they call this. It's reversible if treated early, but it can lead to blindness if no action is taken. Okay, so, you know, other things that can cause, well, this kid got virtually no nutrients. He got carbohydrates, and he got some trans fats and no essential fatty acids, virtually none, no EPA, no DHA. And he also probably didn't get very much vitamin A, which has been associated with blindness in many parts of the world. And vitamin A supplementation is part of public health prevention programs in third world countries. So, it's just a stark example of what can happen on an abysmal diet. There's some real severe nutritional consequences. All right, something that can help reverse problems associated with a deficient diet, it's olive oil, and it's the mainstay of the Mediterranean diet. Do you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? Well, that's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, we created a special opportunity for you. You can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. I anxiously await my shipment from the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And they're far and away the brightest, most lively and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. And there are health benefits, not just culinary and gustatory benefits. The strong flavors of fresh aromatic olive oil indicates the presence of high levels of antioxidants and polyphenols, which are off the charts because these oils are fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. You can taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com, myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Okay, I was telling you about our call-in number, 877-726-8255, wherein you can record a question. You can call anytime you like, 24/7, not just during this program. So let's hear a recorded call. Al, it's number two on the board. Okay. Let's go to another story, which has to do, we were talking about the benefits of nitric oxide, and it turns out that mouthwash can inhibit the benefits of exercise. Exercise helps to build levels of nitric oxide in the body, but according to a new study, production of nitric oxide increases during exercise, causing vasodilation. That increases blood flow circulation to active muscles. And it's all about nitric oxide. Well, how do you get nitric oxide? Well, dietary nitrates are the source of the nitric oxide that our body uses to dilate its blood vessels and to promote circulation. By the way, also, this is the chemistry behind the Viagra principle. And these dilated blood vessels, whether to your muscles or whether to another part of your body that is pretty important for sexual activity, they depend on dietary nitrates. But if you use mouthwash, this is interesting. Species of bacteria in the mouth can use dietary nitrates and convert it into building blocks for nitric oxide. But when you use mouthwash, it messes things up. This study was done on exercisers, and the exercisers were told to, at 30, 60, and 90 minutes after exercise, they were asked to rinse their mouths with a liquid, either antibacterial mouthwash or placebo, and their blood pressure was measured. The study found that when participants rinsed with a placebo, there was a reduction in blood pressure that was appropriate after exercise. That's why exercise is good for you. It helps to get your blood pressure down. During exercise, it goes up, and then it goes down after exercise. But when participants rinsed with the antibacterial mouthwash, the average systolic blood pressure was about the same. It diminished the blood pressure reducing effects of exercise. So quite fascinating. So if you're going to exercise and you want the blood pressure benefits, don't use an antibacterial mouthwash. And why use an antibacterial mouthwash anyway when you can use something made with, say, xylitol, which is safe, doesn't affect nitric oxide production? Those chemical-laden antibacterial mouthwashes destroy your microbiome, upset the balance of bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract, but when it upsets the balance in your mouth, it affects your nitric oxide production. Al, do we have that call queued up yet? Okay, let's take a call.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman. We are told that cured meats are dangerous because the nitrites used in curing the meats combines with the proteins in the meat and forms carcinogenic nitrosamines. What I've been wondering about, if eating high nitrate vegetables such as beets or arugula along with meat results in the same problem, as the nitrates are converted in the mouth to nitrite, and does that nitrite then go on to combine with the proteins in the meat to form, again, carcinogenic nitrosamines? Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is a question that's right up our alley because we just talked about the mouthwash destroying the conversion of nitrates into nitric oxide. And so, you know, on that subject, dietary nitrates come to us from fresh vegetables in particular, from cruciferous vegetables, from beets. You know, we talk here about beet-derived products that are helpful for vasodilation, for blood pressure, for athletic performance. But you also deliberately sometimes add nitrates and nitrates to bacon, processed foods. So it is thought that bacon and processed foods and processed meats might be carcinogenic because they contain these nitrates. Well, it's not really just the presence of these nitrates, because the very self-same chemical that's found in beets, of course, there's a lot of other crazy harmful chemicals, emulsifiers and texturizers in processed meat that could be the cause of the health problems that are associated with the processed meat. So is it really the nitrates that are found in meats? Well, you can get nitrite-free bacon, and you can avoid that problem. The problem that you point out is, well, okay, what if you have a bunch of vegetables that have nitrates, and then you eat meat in that same meal? It's less of a problem than if you take the meat, the bacon in this case, fried in a pan at a very high temperature with the nitrates present. The nitrates complex with the proteins in the meat, the amino acids, and they create nitrosamines. And nitrosamines are known carcinogens. And that's why processed bacon, nitrite-treated bacon, may be carcinogenic. That is not the case when, say, you have some kind of processed say you have a steak that's an unprocessed meat, and you eat it together with beets, or you eat it together with cruciferous vegetables, and that chemical reaction doesn't occur so much in your gastrointestinal tract at relatively low temperatures. If you had, a hot frying pan in your gastrointestinal tract, yeah, maybe, but you don't. So that explains the paradox of why plant nitrates are good for you, but the nitrites that they add to bacon may be harmful when cooked at a very high temperature and literally charred to a crispy golden consistency. You can get bacon that is nitrite free, you can also just get more natural unprocessed meats to avoid this problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Not afraid to wade into a big controversy. Is gayness or self-sex, same-sex sexual activity, is it genetically determined? And that's a big argument. Is there a gene that makes it so that according to the Lady Gaga lyric, that you're, quote, born this way? That's become an anthem of the LGBTQ movement, and it pushes back against the notion that being gay is, yeah, simply a matter of choice, and it also undercuts interventions like conversion therapy, where they take someone with a gay orientation and they try to, in effect, brainwash them so that they expunge from their minds any idea of attraction to the same sex. So Born This Way has become a real meme in the LGBTQ movement. What does science have to say about it? Well, there's a big study that just came out, and it's a big controversy because one of the guys who's on the steering committee of something called the Broad Institute's LGBTQ Affinity Group, and many gay activists or LGBTQ activists have said things like this. Quote, I deeply disagree about publishing this. It seems like something that could easily be misconstrued. So the study results underscore that there's not one single gay gene. Okay, it's not, and there virtually never is for any kind of behavior, whether it's alcoholism or manic depression or obesity or any trait. It's usually a concatenation of genes along with environment. So what they found is that there are a bunch of genes that were associated with susceptibility or potential to be attracted to the same sex. But there was no predictive value of looking at a genetic profile. You got about a 1% chance of predicting accurately whether someone was going to be gay or straight based on looking at their genes. The critics of this say, well, they're concerned because maybe if they look at the genetic basis of same-sex attraction, that they'll come up with some sort of gene modification therapy. With these new techniques like CRISPR, you could actually screen your baby and say, well, oh, my baby's got the gay genes. Let me clean that up so that, you know, my child will have an easier path in life. No, it's not gonna be that way, according to science. Sexuality is complicated, and it has a lot to do with our genetics, but it also has to do with our environmental, exposures and the culture, and influences that a person, has during their lifespan. So there's a gene environment, interaction. It's important not to overstate the role of genes. So also, you know, the other concern is, well, what if they, you know, with all this genetic information out there, what if they say, you know, you're applying for a job and somebody, you've gone to Ancestry.com or you've gone to some of the genetic testing places and you submitted your genes and they said, well, this person's gay. So do we really want a gay person in them? Yeah, I don't think so. Let's look at the next application. Well, it's so not predictive that at this point, genetic analysis really cannot be used on the basis of discrimination. It's really hard to discern what these genetic patterns mean. They have some significance, but not that much, just like for everything. And in fact, when it comes to heart disease, let's look at another thing that's been looked at genetically. Headline, lifestyle, not genetics, explains most premature heart disease. So you could say, well, you know, I got this strong family history of heart disease. Everybody seems to come down with heart disease early in life. And then you get to genetic testing. Oh, boy, I've got a bunch of bad genes for cardiovascular disease. There are probably scores, if not hundreds, of genes that determine cardiovascular risk. They have to do with blood clotting, blood pressure, susceptibility to obesity, diabetes, high cholesterol, LP little A. Homocystic, you name it. There's a lot of genes that are deterministic when it comes to cardiovascular disease. But the study looked at over 1,000 patients, and what they found was that there was strong evidence that even with people with a family history of premature heart disease, that if they adopt healthy lifestyles, they can virtually eliminate their added risk for cardiovascular disease. So let's not use genetics as a fatalistic way of determining our inevitably tragic outcomes. Your genetics can be overcome with the right kind of behavioral modification, diet, lifestyle, exercise, sleep, stress reduction, supplementation. All these things can mitigate risk. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.